Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Mondays with Mariah, not Mariah. Mariah with a Y, Mariah not with a Y. And today, we're going to be doing something a little different. First of all, you can tell it's, well, technically, it's Monday, but it's Memorial Monday. Everybody should be out with their friends doing something, but today, I'm stuck in the house doing this. But I feel like it was the perfect time to bring up this book. Today we're going to be talking about Things They Carry by Tim O'Brien. And usually on my podcast, I'll have somebody else with me. But today, the person I asked, she never came. So we're just going to be me today. And yeah, let's get into it. So The Things They Carry by Tim O'Brien is, you know what, as much as it's a war story, but I don't want that to throw you off as much as it threw me off when I first heard it. When my teacher, Mr. Marshall, in 11th grade, we just got done reading, The Color of Water, and I liked it, but at the same time, I was like, I'm ready for a more exciting book, and Mr. Marshall kept bringing up war story, this and that, and I'm like, I'm about to fail this class. It meets your expectations of, like, what a war story is with so much more. Like, I never thought it would be as exciting as it was. I mean, it's a war story, yeah, but for some reason I thought it would be a little more boring. But The Things They Carry by Tim O'Brien is a war story. It's a book. It's a story with a whole bunch of other stories in it, if that makes sense. It's not one of those books that go on and on and on. It's like one chapter you have something that happened, the next chapter you have something completely that happened, maybe in a different time, maybe it's talking about different people. But Tim O'Brien really captures the, I don't know. When people ask me about this book and the characters in it, I would like to say, and it sounds weird saying that I can imagine people from war in a high school setting, but the characters are so good and they all have such different personalities, which, you know, all book stuff, but I can almost imagine these characters in, like, a high school setting. And I think that's what I like, well, not the most about the book. What I like most about The Things They Carried is, I guess it's sort of like a diary, if that makes sense. The Things They Carry is like a diary. It's like a diary from this guy in a war, and he's talking about all the little stories that went on while he was there, everything traumatic that happened. And there's some parts where, like, it goes from being a diary to going back to being a book, if that makes sense. But I think this book is very important for people to read, or at least get the chance. It's a very short book. I would like to say that I read it 5 times. I read it about 4 times during 11th grade up to the summer, because it was on my Google Classroom. And this year I kind of skimmed through it. I read a few chapters. There were some chapters that I didn't read, so I guess you can't say that I read it 5 times. But technically I read it 5 times, and honestly, it's one of those books you just never get bored of. Honestly, when I was reading a couple of the chapters, some really good chapters, it's like I couldn't bring myself to go to the next chapter because I kept wanting to reread this chapter that was just, I don't know. It's like you understood it, but you gotta keep reading it to really understand it, if that makes sense. What I found a little difficult about reading this book, well, Mr. Marshall had mentioned that, he mentioned a few times that, like I said, this is kind of like a book, stories within the story. And I think I could kind of get a little confusing at first, the first time you read it. You're like, what happened? This just happened. And I don't know, it's a little different. I never read a book that was all like different stories. Like, it kind of, if you were to imagine a TV series and each episode is, it's the same TV series, but each episode is like different people, different time zones, different. It reminds me a lot of that. And that's what I really like about the book, actually. Yeah, and one of my favorite parts of the book, I have so many favorite, I could just sit there and talk on and on and on about some of the chapters that I like. But my absolute favorite chapter of the book, which is, it's sort of emotional. Well, it is, it's really emotional and deep at the same time, but mostly I just like the way, I just like Tim O'Brien's take on it. So my favorite chapter is The Men I Killed, which is a part where Tim O'Brien, he's hiding, and this young guy walks who's his enemy, and without thinking, he throws a grenade at the guy and kills him. And he mentions that something like that happened a few times. I think this is one of the chapters where you can really, most of the time, Tim O'Brien is really talking about other people around him, his teammates. And but this chapter, it's like you're really starting to understand him as a person. Like in most books, you get kind of, you get the idea of the person that's writing it, like the perspective, the POV of the person that's, you know, telling the story. But it was mostly him telling stories of other people. But in this chapter, it was like a really emotional time that like kind of changes the way you look at Tim O'Brien. But the thing I liked most about this chapter was the way he kept repeating things. And he kind of wrote it where he kind of went in like a daydream, where he would imagine how this guy was before and after war if he hadn't killed him. And I think that kind of goes with like a lot of the characters. He was talking about one character, but I guess it makes you think, well, how would these characters, well, how would all the characters be if they'd never been in a war? But he brings up how the guy is, skinny and has like really polished nails, how he's kind of feminine looking, kind of pretty, how probably he was a mathematician at one point, or how when he was younger, the kids used to bully him. And all this time, he's just like imagining what this guy's life is. You never really know if it's like that. He could be completely different than how Tim O'Brien imagined him, but he just like, he sits there and thinks. And I guess it's just like, it makes you think, wow, war has really changed people. And he's always talking about the change in other people, but in this chapter, it's like, he's like, wow, war really got to me, where he threw this grenade and he wasn't really thinking. And it's just, I guess he felt like it was so out of his, out of how he would usually act, I guess. But I guess being so used to seeing things like that happen, it just sort of happened. And I also like how he kind of drags this on. He drags everything on. Another thing that I like about the things they carried is that at the end of it, you don't really forget any of the characters. I remember Mr. Marshall bringing up something, how you die twice when, you know, you actually die, and then how you die when, you know, the last person forgets you. And it's like Tim O'Brien doesn't let us forget any of the characters and the things they carry. He keeps mentioning them, he keeps bringing them in stories. In one chapter, the guy is dead, and other chapter, the guy is alive. It's just, and he keeps bringing up their names. It's like they never really die in the book if they're already dead. Even in the first chapter, it was one character that was dead, and we didn't realize he was dead until, like, I would say the third page. But he brings up these characters a lot, and I think it's a good way to keep them alive, I guess, for his own sake and for kind of like the reader's sake. And another thing I like about the things they carry, and it's such, I really recommend this book and podcast. I love it so much. It's my favorite book in the school setting. I would definitely say this is my favorite book that I've ever read in a school setting. Another thing is that Tim O'Brien, he's like, it's a true story. The things they carry, from what I've heard, is a true story, but it's like really over exaggerated or like some things he might have put in the book to kind of make it more story-like. But there's some parts where he like steps out of the book reality and you see how this could happen in real life. Like, there's some parts where he's like, I can't bring up this person's name because of identity, or I thought this person's real name should be brought up. And then for a second, you realize that this all happened. These are actual people that he's talking about. And it doesn't feel like that because it doesn't feel real. Like, some really gruesome things happen and the things they carry, and always leads you wanting more. And it feels more like a TV series, a made-up TV series. But then you get those parts where Tim O'Brien's actually talking about the people. Like, he stops for a second in the book and talks about the people, and you realize, yeah, this actually happened. And it's just, I love it though. Yeah, and I have so many favorite chapters. I could just sit there and talk about them, but that was hands down one of my favorite chapters. And I definitely recommend you get this book, even if you don't read it. Just get it, let it sit on top of your cabinet and your bookshelf, and get to it when you can, because it was so easy to get through. It was really easy to get through. But yeah, and some advice I give for the people going into this book, be ready to have your perspectives changed, because I always thought war was like boring and old and I don't want to hear about it, this and that happened. But hearing it from somebody that's went through it, and not only him, it's like you're seeing from everybody's life in the book. Seeing that from Tim O'Brien and everybody else, it really gives you a visual of what had happened. And yeah, and that's, I'm gonna have to end this podcast, but go buy The Things They Carry, and I promise next time I'll read you a few chapters of it if we have enough time. But yeah, bye, podcast.